Philip Lanahan drove to Vegas in his 1985 Porsche 911 Carrera Cabriolet, a snappy little red car his parents had given him 2 months before when he graduated from Princeton. The sun was harsh, and the wind whipped his hair to a wild tangle of black. At the age of 23, he knew he was good-looking, and he carried the knowledge like a rabbit's foot for luck. In his duffel, he had $10,000 in $100 bills, compliments of a loan shark he'd recently met. This was his third trip to Vegas in as many weeks. The first time, he'd played poker at Caesar's Palace. That trip had been magical. He could do no wrong. The cards fell into place, one hand after another. He read his opponents, picking up tells so subtle he felt psychic. He'd driven to Vegas with $3,000 he'd pulled from a savings account, and he'd run it up to $8,000 with no sweat. The second trip had started out well, but then he lost his nerve. He'd returned to Caesar's, thinking the same gut-level instincts would come into play. But his reads were off. The cards wouldn't come, and he couldn't regain ground. He left the casino a miserable $5,000 down. Thus, the meeting with the loan shark, Lorenzo Dante, who, according to Philip's friend Eric, referred to himself as a financier. Philip assumed the term was meant tongue-in-cheek. He'd been uneasy about the appointment. In addition to Eric's filling him in on Dante's sordid past, he'd assured Philip the exorbitant fees for the loan were what he called industry standard. He'd met Dante in his office in downtown Santa Teresa. Dante was under indictment on racketeering charges, and Philip had expected an atmosphere both tense and sinister. But everyone he saw wore casual attire, stylish but understated. Dante leaned forward across the desk to shake hands, then motioned Philip into a seat. Philip was startled by the man's good looks. He was in his mid-50s, a big guy, probably 6'2", and handsome. Soulful brown eyes, curly gray hair, dimples, and a cleft in his chin. Dante said, "You're Trip Lanahan's boy."
"You knew my dad?"
"Not well, but he did me a good turn once upon a time."
"Excellent. I'm glad to hear that."
"Otherwise, you wouldn't be sitting here."
"I appreciate your time."
"Your friend Eric says you're quite the poker player."
Philip shifted in his seat, steering a course between modest and boastful. "I played all through college, starting my freshman year at Princeton."
"And you've come to me for what?"
"Eric says you sometimes advance him cash, if he's experiencing a shortfall situation. I was hoping you'd do the same for me."
Dante's tone was pleasant, but the benevolence didn't reach his eyes. "A sideline of mine. I lend money to people the banks won't touch. For this, I charge fees and administrative costs." "How much are you looking for?"
"10,000.
Dante stared at him. "A lot of money for a kid."
Philip cleared his throat. "Well, 10,000, you know. 10,000 gives me breathing room. That's how I look at any rate."
"I take it Eric explained my terms."
Philip shook his head. "Not entirely. I thought I should hear it from you."
"The charge is $25 per hundred per week, payable along with the principal when the note comes due. All I care about is getting my money back."
"No problem. You have my word." Dante stared at him until he looked away.
"How much time are we talking here?"
"A week." Dante reached over and flipped a page on his desk calendar.
"Monday, August 11th.
"That'd be great." Dante made a note. Philip hesitated, unsure what came next. "Is there paperwork?"
"We shake hands and it's done. Check with Nico on your way out and he'll give you the cash."
"Thank you."
"You can thank your old man. I'm returning a kindness from way back," Dante said. "Speaking of which, I have a friend in management at Binion's. You play there, he'll comp you a room. You can tell him I said so."
I'll do that, and thank you so much.